From KMXT in Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. For more information, call 1-907-235-4966 or online at alaskaboat.com.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
Alaska Senate Bill number 128 is the latest salvo in an ongoing salmon slugfest between interception seiners in Area M and fishermen in the broad basins of the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers. In the YK, crashing kings have been joined by plummeting chum runs that have threatened the very way of life of the people living there. SB 128, sponsored by Senators Bishop and Kawasaki, would shut Area M seiners down completely for 20 days during the peak of their fishery, in a wholesale attempt to let every possible chum return to western rivers. It would replace a Board of Fish action in February that combined a slight decrease in fishing time with closure triggering caps on the amounts of captured chum salmon, and a cooperative agreement among Area M fishermen to avoid chums. Here is Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang in an informational hearing held last week before the Senate Resources Committee, chaired by Senator Bishop.
The main area of harvest of coastal western Alaskan stocks occur along the South Alaska Peninsula. From fish ticket information, we know that 817,279 chum salmon were harvested in the South Peninsula fisheries in 2022. We also know that 544,137 were harvested during June, which from previous WASAP studies is known when chum salmon of coastal western Alaskan origin are harvested in this fishery. In response to the poor returns of chum salmon to coastal western Alaska, the department initiated an evaluation of the genetic compositions of chum salmon harvested in the South Peninsula mixed stock salmon fisheries last year. For the June fishery, about 58% of the chum salmon that were harvested were of Asian origin and 18% were of coastal western Alaskan origin. That is, about 6 out of every 10 chum salmon harvested were of Asian hatchery origin. In contrast, less than 2 out of 10 were of coastal western Alaskan origin. Bottom line, our study showed that about 96,000 summer chum of coastal western Alaskan harvest were harvested in the South Peninsula fisheries during June last year. Based on preliminary run reconstruction, this represents about a 6% harvest rate on these stocks. Again, this number represents the total number of chum salmon of coastal western Alaskan origin that were harvested. That is, they are not all of Yukon and Kuskokwim River origin. They are also of Bristol Bay and Norton Sound origin.
So, not counting chums from Asian hatcheries, about 6% of chums bound for Bristol Bay, the YK, and Norton Sound are intercepted in the South Peninsula portion of the Area M fishery.
So the two primary questions that the board faced at their meeting were, what was an acceptable level of intercept, and how could the harvest of coastal western Alaskan chum salmon be reduced? Proposal 140, which was submitted by the Fairbanks Advisory Committee and supported by TCC and others, called for adoption of a previous management approach that restricted the time fished. They postulated that chum salmon harvest could be reduced based solely on reductions of time alone. However, when this management plan was utilized in the early 2000s, it did not significantly reduce the harvest of chum salmon. And given the improved fishing power of the modern purse seine fleet, the department could not guarantee that chum salmon harvest would be reduced based solely on time restrictions. Based on this and other information that the board received at that meeting, the board chose not to pass Proposal 140. It failed on a 3-4 vote. Instead, they adopted a hybrid approach, specifically intended to reduce the harvest of chum salmon in June. This hybrid approach closed an area of known high chum salmon harvest, the Sinek Islands, to commercial salmon fishing during the month of June. this area was the highest area of chum salmon harvest along in that southwestern district that I've shown on the map before. It also reduced commercial salmon fishing time with purse seine gear in June by 13%. It increased the length of closure window during the second week of June, and that was basically to provide a passage window for chum salmon through that fishery in the second week of June. Remember, there is no seine fisheries that are occurring in the first week of June, so there's kind of a passage window there. It also created chum salmon harvest triggers that restrict and potentially close the commercial purse seine fishery in June if they are met or exceeded. Remember, we harvested 544,000 chums last year. The trigger of 300,000 chum was set that if exceeded after the second opening would reduce fishing time by 44 hours for the third period. This would provide a passage window in the third week if the 300,000 fish trigger was achieved. A second trigger of 450,000 was set that if exceeded after the third period would close the fourth period in its totality, a reduction of 88 hours. This would establish a passage window in the fourth week as the fishery would be closed. They also expressed an expectation and received a commitment from the fishing industry that if the industry coordinate efforts to reduce chum salmon harvest based on a signed agreement that successfully reduced the chum salmon harvest last year. This included, again, waiving confidentiality and forming voluntary cooperatives. The cooperatives, again, were formed last year and were successful in reducing chum salmon harvest from 1.1 million chum in 2021 to 544,000 chum last year in June. This proposal passed 4-3. So I want to note that many people were involved in this outcome, which occurred over a seven-day period during which public comment was taken, a committee of the whole discussion occurred, and numerous after-hour discussions occurred. As with all compromise solutions, people on both sides of the issue were not happy with the outcome. In-river users felt that the board let them down by not adopting their preferred solution to address every salmon counts. South Alaska Peninsula fishermen felt that they lost their traditional rights to harvest and that the board didn't trust the science and support innovative fisheries management to the extent that they could. So I guess at the end of the day, this season will tell the tale of the outcome. If the fishery is prosecuted, we will closely monitor it in season. We will also, assuming a fishery is prosecuted, conduct a second year of genetic sampling. If the fishery is canceled, we will not be able to conduct this study this summer.
If the fishery is prosecuted, that is a reference to SB 128, which would shut it down if passed this session. Commissioner Lang also fielded questions about chum chucking, which is not a fun new activity at the Crab Festival, but the practice of throwing chums away on the grounds so they are not counted against a cap.
We have also spoken with public safety to beef up enforcement to address the perceived issue of chum chucking. I spoke with Commissioner Cockrell and talked to him extensively about having enforcement vessels out on this fishing grounds this June, and they've agreed that they will closely monitor for chum chucking this year.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
So from the commissioner's perspective, the Board of Fish action was a reasonable compromise. At the Senate's next hearing on the subject, Chief Brian Ridley of the Tanana Chiefs Conference argued for a subsistence priority and sustainability for all salmon stocks.
I cannot stress enough to you, our lawmakers, the requirement of Board of Fisheries to prioritize sustainable salmon fisheries management and reasonable opportunities for customary and traditional subsistence salmon fishing over commercial fishing, and their failure to do so absolutely warrant legislative action. In every other fishery in Alaska except Area M, the policy and practice of the Alaska Board of Fisheries and ADF&G is to close commercial fishing on a stock when escapement and subsistence needs are not going to be met. This is a foundation of the sustained yield principle found in the Alaska Constitution and precautionary management found in the Sustainable Salmon Fisheries Management Policy. Sustainable salmon management is crucial to the resource itself and to the 37 federally recognized tribes and other Alaska Native organizations that Tanana Chiefs Conference serves. Salmon represents wellness in our communities. We come to these hearings and commissions and talk about our culture and our way of life, about empty smokehouses and a generation of lost children who only know how to cut fish when we ship them a box of the salmon we buy from the commercial fisheries. You had the opportunity to hear from Commissioner Vincent Lang on Friday. He spoke to you about the science, scientists, and the data, all of which he claims support the decision that the board made in February. What the commissioner failed to mention is sustainable salmon management is written into the Alaska Constitution. The commissioner will tell you that the decision made on Area M represented a compromise, but that compromise was only between the processors and the saners. A compromise that had nothing to do with the Yukon River and everything to do with the Board of Fish handing over the reins to commercial interests.
Francis Leach, representing Area M fishermen, argued that the cooperative avoidance agreement that was implemented last year worked better than blanket closures, as evidenced by last year's reduction of intercepted chums, and that Area M fishermen have subsistence needs too.
The majority of the Area M commercial fleet is composed of year-round Alaskan residents, many of which who are Alaskan Native, who utilize the commercial fishery to help meet their subsistence needs. This fishery targets sockeye, not chum, and they are taking the issue of incidental chum harvest very seriously and taking many measures and precautions to reduce chum harvest, including a voluntary stand down from 217 hours out of 352 hours to allow chum to migrate through the region in 2022. That resulted in 61% of a reduction in fishing time to allow for chum passage. Proposal 140 sought to close the commercial salmon fishery down during specific times during the June fishery in hopes to get more chum up to the AYK. The proposal was a replica of the Fish and Game Management Plan for the Area M June fishery between 2001 and 2003, which decimated the region, actually increased chum harvest, and had no noticeable benefits for AYK chum stocks. The board also recognized the fleet implementing a cooperative management agreement, which requires 100% of the fleet to sign on, share all harvest data, monitor chum harvest in season, in space and time, and stand down or move fishing locations when directed to create opportunity for chums to pass through. This adaptive approach is the best way to ensure fewer chum are harvested in the South Peninsula fishery, as opposed to fixed closures in regulation that may not correspond to when chum are actually in the area. Lastly, the board adopted triggers and caps for the South Unimek and Shumigan Island sections, which require ADF&G to restrict fishing time and close the areas if they are exceeded.
Triggers, caps, and cooperatives, or a blackout closure? Either way, the Area M conundrum is a glimpse of our fisheries' future.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.